Better Farming, produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Timber landowners continue to recover from storm damage. Hello, I'm Tim Allison, and welcome to Better Farming. Today we're talking with Butch Bailey, forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Butch, as you've been dealing with forest landowners, you've been asked several questions over and over again, and we're just going to go over some of those questions because they are common questions. First off, is there any financial aid for timber landowners right now?
As far as financial help coming from the government, federal or state, right now the answer is no. There's always a possibility that there could be something in the future, but right now I'd say don't look for it, just because of the sheer size and scope of this, that with as much money as we're talking about just to rebuild homes and roads and bridges, let's face it, timber landowners are just farther on down the list.
Okay, what about any losses that happen to the timber stand?
Yeah, this question may should have been the first question. You know, this is probably the one I get the most, is can I at least recover some of these losses on income tax? And the answer is yes, in most cases. You can deduct, like an income tax deduction, on the losses of your timber from the storm or the basis for your timber, whichever is lowest. That's just the way it works. IRS won't let you take the best one. It's going to let you take the least one. Now, in some cases, your basis might be zero, in which case you're just out of luck. There's nothing we can do. If you have more questions about this, the specifics on how to deal with this, you can call your local county extension office and they can direct you to the right people.
Now, I've heard some estimates that there may be as much as 2 full years worth of timber harvest that's on the ground right now. That's probably caused a glut on the market as people are trying to sell all the salvaged timber and everything. Are prices really this low?
The short answer to that is yes, they are. I've gotten at least 3 calls this week already from with that simple question. This is the price I was offered for my timber. Is it really that low? They're just shocked that it can be. And yes, it is. And for the exact reasons you stated, that everybody's trying to sell right now. But with that in mind, prices should rebound in the coming months to years as the demand for this timber increases. You know, there's so many homes and buildings that are going to have to be rebuilt. And the same thing. Right now, there's so much to sell. There's going to be so much to buy in a few months or years.
Okay, how do I decide to start over or manage an understocked stand?
The key here to remember is 15 tons of saw timber per acre or 25 tons of pulp wood per acre. That's kind of the line there, that if you have that much on the ground damaged, it's economically worth your while to sell what's damaged. If you have that much that's undamaged, it's worth your while to leave it there and manage it as a stand. Now, if you have 30 tons per acre, half of it's damaged and half of it's good, well, you can do both. You can come in and salvage what's damaged and maintain what's left. But the key point there is 15 tons an acre of saw timber is your benchmark.
Okay, I would suppose it's probably going to be good advice if you can hang on to quality timber, to hang on to it as long as you can. Because like you said, prices are low now, but within a year, that's probably not going to be the case.
Exactly. And if you can wait to sell your timber, absolutely do, because the prices are low right now and they should get much better soon.
Butch, next question. I'm a timberland owner. I have damaged timber down in my tree stands. How long do I have to harvest and sell this damaged timber?
Well, that answer depends on the species of tree you have, whether it's pine or whether it's hardwood, and also the product that you're going to be selling them for. You can hold on to pulpwood for quite a while, maybe up to 12 months or so on the long end. But right now the prices of pulpwood are so poor that, you know, who's even worried about that? But on the long end, on the short end, things like veneer and appearance lumber, you really only got about 4 to 6 weeks before blue stain can set in and alter the appearance to a point where it's just not marketable anymore. So 4 to 6 weeks on the short end to about 3 to 4 months on saw timber, and that's sitting in the dry air. If you get them underwater, you can store them for much longer than that.
Okay, if I have any more questions and need any more information, where can I go for answers?
Yeah, these questions that I've gone over, I've really only had time to skim the surface of them, and I'm sure there are many, many more questions. If you have more questions, a good source of information is the Mississippi Forestry Commission. They have offices in every county with a forester. Of course, the Mississippi State University Extension Service, we have foresters on staff, and your county office can get in touch with us. Or a professional forester that you know and trust in your area. Look for a registered forester, and they can help you out.
All right, that's Butch Bailey, a forester with the Mississippi State University Extension Service. I'm Tim Allison. This has been Better Farming. Have a nice day.
Better Farming is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.